What's so great about?
And welcome to What's So Great About, the podcast that has three steps for you to follow. One, cut a hole in that box. Two, put your junk in that box. Three, make a rope in the box. My name's Terry.
My name's Andy.
Andy, how the bloody hell are you?
I was very well, and you?
I do well.
Good to hear it.
As you can tell by the sound of my voice, I'm excited because we're covering six songs by the Lonely Island this week.
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah. And I'm actually and I'm actually surprised at how
great it is.
No, how much
I'm gonna go
engagement
deep.
That we got off listeners. I mean, like, oh, wait till Andy hears this song. I'm like, what? You also listen to this tripe?
Tripe. We'll save it.
That was before I listened to it, of course.
Of course.
But I'll save it for the end.
How have you been?
I've been well, Terry. Very well.
Good.
Go on.
I don't like these new things on the Coke.
Bay.
Yeah, like this one says bay. I had one earlier on that said fella. Like
fella. I would drink one that says fella rather than bay.
What, are you Seamus? Like,
no, but like, I'm a fella. I'm drinking a Coke.
Yeah, but it's like, all right, fella. It's not like you're a fella. It's like, I'm calling you fella.
I don't know. Bay, though, is like,
you want. Bay is more something you would say than me.
Me?
Yeah.
Maybe to Kerry.
Yeah. Like, obviously not to me. I hope not.
Well, sometimes. Isn't it funny?
When you're asleep. Night, bae.
Anytime we have a sleepover when we're away, I just open your door. I'm like, night, bae. Hand down your jocks as you're snoring.
Tissues everywhere. I mean,
I was going to say something there. I can't remember. But, I have a thing tomorrow that I'm doing. I'm doing an ad tomorrow.
For Heineken. Big shot. Hey, can you get me some free Heineken? Okay, I have guests coming at the weekend that drink Heineken. Can you get me some free Heineken?
No, I don't think.
Can you get me some free Heineken?
No, I don't think I can get you. I don't think I can get you the free Heineken.
Okay.
I'm hoping I get to keep the special limited edition glass that I'm promoting.
Have you only got one?
I think so.
I love glasses. Just putting it out there, I love glasses.
I love glasses. Yeah, right. I've got like two glasses in my house.
I'll get you glasses. I'll buy you a special glass.
No, I'm good.
No. I'll buy you a special glass.
What I like about this ad. Even though it's kind of daunting that I have to be in public filming myself. You know,
you're
what I mean?
Like a man on the town.
Yeah, you
Andy
know,
Cantwell.
Like, I never film anything outside.
You're you know a hermit. I
mean? Yeah. Every sketch I've ever made takes place in this very room.
He's getting isolated and weird.
So I'm not looking forward to that part, but it was one of these where it's like they're promoting the glass. So like, so how would you do it? And let me know by tomorrow. And I was like, okay, but maybe. So it was all kind of that. But they liked the idea and
great
and all that. But I got a little phone tripod thing,
so
I could do it and not have to be holding it all the time. It also turns into a selfie stick.
So is it like a standing thing?
You
don't be afraid somebody would rob it.
Yeah, in Glasnevin, of course.
Yeah, Glasnevin's not so bad.
No, it's all right.
That's a real fun.
But what I do like about it is because on previous ads I've kind of just been barring the car one, which was, you know, but there was a crew around, and other ones where it's like, okay, this is the script, you say the lines and we'll worry about everything else. And I'm like, great. But this one is like, come up with the idea, film it, edit it, and give it to us by this date. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
But they're so strict because it's like, because it's an alcohol brand, it's like you. Like, there's loads of do's and don'ts. Like, I can't even guess someone in the background who looks under 25. You know what I mean?
Under 25?
Yeah. Or, like, you know, or they can't legislate if someone's cycling without a helmet or something. You know, like, all God. This sort of stuff. So, I'm trying to be conscious of all that. And it's like, so it should be good, I think. I think it'll turn out all right. What I like about it is the fact that I get control of the edit.
Send me the edit before.
I will. Because my normal process is, I'll film a sketch, I'll look back at it and be like, oh, I fucked that part up, and then I just cover it up with edits. That's basically my
Star
process.
Star Wars.
It's like, I know you're promoting the star glass.
You've got other wipes here, Andy.
You've got 12 star wipes in this 30 second clip.
I'm taking my name off this thing.
So we'll see how it goes. But I don't know if it'll be out by the time. I don't think it'll be out by the time this podcast is out. But it should be on
this podcast will be out on Easter Monday.
I think it's coming out on the 22nd. That's a Tuesday.
Yeah. So, happy Easter to everybody listening. Anyway.
Oh, yeah. So this is officially Easter then when you're listening.
Yeah.
Unless you're a patron. Then you're getting early.
You're getting an early Easter. Happy early Easter.
Happy everything to you guys.
Yeah,
huh?
Of course. Keep the lights on here in Tonewell Industries. But have you any plans for Easter?
Not a bit.
Nice.
I'm off Friday. I'm off Monday.
Nice.
So I like that.
Yeah.
But no, I've
Is
no
the whole place closed Friday?
Yes.
Nice. It's out of your hands.
Yeah, not even my decision.
We get it as a
taking tomorrow off, so it's a really short week for me.
We get it as a special day in work. Do me a favor. We get extra annual leave days, and you can choose to spend it on Good Friday if you want.
Hang on. Yeah. You get extra annual leave days
in lieu of getting it off automatically.
So if you work Easter Friday,
Good Friday,
excuse
heathen.
Me. Jesus. If you work Good Friday, you get an extra holiday day.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what are you doing?
I'm working. We're having people down.
Stiff.
No, we're having people down on...
You're working from home?
No, I'm working in the office.
Oh.
But Faye's sisters are coming down. One of them works in the office, so she's coming down to stay Friday for a couple of nights. It'd be nice.
Yeah.
And then her other sister is coming on Sunday.
Will it be weird to be not boss, Terry?
I see. She doesn't work for me.
Okay.
She works for a different team.
They see the real you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Most definitely.
My God. I had respect for him.
You know, he's not like this in the office.
You know, he loves movies.
Hey, everybody in the office. Serious. Yeah, it's a problem. Can we talk?
How about you? Yeah.
No, that's it, really. Okay. You know, getting a few bits done. Want to get an outside tap installed maybe before the weekend.
For their water balloons?
Yeah, so I can get the neighbor classic. Kids.
Classic Terry. Always one step ahead of those neighbors.
See, I just open the front window upstairs and just start...
close it real quick.
What the? What was that? No, so I know the good weather is supposed to be turning or whatever, but just for the rest of the summer, we were...
Yeah.
Like, our little guy Gus loves water out the back. Even like a muddy kitchen thing.
Oh, yeah. Mud kitchen.
Whatever. But like, to keep him busy, I'm like, here's a basin of water. Go nuts at the kitchen. And he's gone for 30 minutes.
They will go nuts.
Yeah. And then
that'll keep Milo quiet for about an hour.
Yeah.
Any water.
So I'm like, we then have to keep going back in. I'm like, we just get the tap out the back. You know, and we bought a hose. Hoses are different these days. I don't know if you know this. You can't apparently you can't put a hose on your kitchen tap anymore.
It's fucking impossible to hook your hose up to anything. Oh, you need the special adapter thing.
Right, okay, like, I'm not crazy.
Unless you're just gripping it at the tap.
I'm like, I can't do that. The whole point is that I'm not inside.
Now, question. When you put water into Gus's basin or whatever, do you top it up with a bit of hot water?
No.
So it's not ice cold?
No, he's tough. He's like me.
Okay. You're teaching him about the real world, huh?
But like, even if he's like, I want to do a bath in the downstairs bathroom, he'll just have his toys in there,
yeah,
and he's gone for half an hour, he's quiet, and I'm like, great,
it's amazing.
I can do stuff.
Sometimes I employ that tactic if there's a match on and I'll just bring water into the sitting room.
I generally would suggest, hey, a movie, let's watch a movie, and then I'll get the match on my phone. That didn't work.
Big TV.
No. Well,
I've managed to wrangle it.
Sometimes I can. Sometimes I'm like, hey, do you mind if we put it on?
Yeah.
And then I'll be like, okay, but you can't be weird. I'm like, I can't make any promises. I really can't be normal.
Do you know what really annoys
me? I try.
Everything. If Liverpool are losing or drawing or if it's not going well.
Everything.
Right? And Kerry will sit like David Putty. and she's, so we have the L couch. Yeah. So I'm at the back part and I can see her. She's sitting right there and the TV is here. And I'm watching the match oh, come on. And I keep looking at her and she's just staring ahead. I'm like, can I get you anything? Or do, you know, like, no. I'm like Elaine, like, no, I thanks. Can't take this.
No thanks, babe.
She's kind of stare ahead. Yeah, that's right.
The next 90 minutes. I didn't get that luxury at the weekend. Probably thankfully that I didn't.
What was the latest calamity?
4-1.
Oh, yeah.
We were just I mean, he rotated a few players.
How'd your new keeper perform?
All right. He conceded four, but he was okay. It was more down to the defenders. Yeah. He made one mistake.
Tackle him!
Do something! Like, he had one at the end, like, in the, like, 90th minute or something. Yeah. Where it was, like, 3-1 down, and he tried to, like,
oh, I saw
chip
that.
It out. Like,
I saw that. Yeah.
But I don't hold that against him.
It wasn't too bad.
It's not Onana against, like, the Lyon game.
Onana's a fool. I'm so glad that you're on board now.
But it was hard. I mean, I would say, like, there was definitely times last year where you're like, Jesus. But he had the most clean sheets in the Premier League last year. Like,
did he?
He did, yeah. Like, which is crazy,
how's
right?
that?
Or, like, the joint most or whatever, like.
Yeah.
And he was up there for this year. And now it's like, he's made 19 individual errors or something like that. You're like,
do you know what I didn't like? What started him off on the wrong foot for me was when he... It was like a preseason match or something.
He got lobbed from like 60 yards out.
He what?
He got lobbed from like 60 yards out.
No, it wasn't even having to do with his terrible goalkeeping skills. It was... Like, remember everyone's piling on Maguire?
Yeah.
You know, oh, Harry Maguire. And he did something... And Onana's screaming at him. And Onana's in the team like 2 weeks. And I seen people talking about it of like, you know, like that's
leadership
for that's the cameras, it, yeah. You know, or more. So like you're just in the door and you're screaming at the captain of the team or whatever he was.
Not the captain.
Whatever. That for me, I was like, yeah,
that's
fuck him.
That ship is long sailed. Although I'm going to come back around on Maguire in the way that like he's like a earnest idiot.
Yeah.
You know, no, but like there was, he was smelling his own farts for a while there at United, where it was like,
yeah,
you know,
wasn't he demanding or ransoming something? Or
he almost got locked up in Greece over the summer at one point.
What?
Yeah, he was like possibly going to be held for assault charges, and it's like he came back, but he was like, I'm England's number one, I'm the Man United captain. You know, and you're like, you're not that good, mate.
It's like telling himself in front of the mirror, yeah. Like that sort of thing. If I keep saying, you know.
I want to talk a bit about Liverpool, though.
Oh.
And I want to ask your opinion. I didn't watch the video, so
please,
I don't know.
That's fine.
The contract extension.
I would not expect you at all to watch
it. I try to keep up, but...
I feel like you watch more when Liverpool lose.
I
can't
more,
take this gushing any longer of how great Liverpool are.
If there's a game that, like, it's an interesting game.
Yeah,
you know
yeah.
what I mean? Like, as opposed to... We won 3-0. Like, I'm not sitting through that.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You know? But what do you think about the contract extensions?
I actually delighted.
Well, for Salah, sure, but like Van Dijk, I know is not officially.
No, but yeah,
it's Friday or whatever.
I mean, it was right there, 11:04. Salah's number and Van Dijk's number. They could have announced it together, but maybe they just wanted their.
I think it's a Good Friday
individual. Oh, was it?
That's okay. Like I saw one of the. I don't know if it's Florian Petterberg or somebody like that. That was like, it's going to be a good Friday for Liverpool.
Hey, yeah, I'm delighted.
I didn't realize how old Van Dijk is.
33.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Depending on what, I mean, obviously you don't care what he's getting paid, but like,
no,
it might not be the best deal.
How do you mean? For him or for us?
For you guys.
In that he's on the decline and we shouldn't be giving him lucrative deals.
Very much so, yeah, very much so. I mean, he got last few games.
A couple.
He's been manhandled quite a bit. Like,
I don't know if he's been
better. Yeah, you better believe it.
But.
You Beto believe it. And I tell you, as a huge day one stan of Beto.
Yeah, he's good. He is good.
I've always liked him. I could not understand why Dyche did not play him more.
Yeah.
And I'd always text friend of the pod, Paul Egan, anytime Beto scored. Yeah. You Beto believe it.
I don't randomly,
like just like they beat Newcastle 3-1, he scored two goals.
You better believe it. I think
and then Muniz as well, like Muniz pull down his pants and bend them over, like.
Oh, well. Do you know what? He's like
arrogant prick.
You'd love him though if he was United's arrogant prick. You know what I mean? I don't even know if he is. He's
arrogant.
Quietly confident.
Quietly confident.
Quietly confident.
He is anything but quiet. Come on, Andy. It's like we had Ferdinand.
He's not the worst.
We had Ferdinand, who a very direct comp.
I mean,
yeah,
he's straight up cunt.
Yeah, and same as Van Dijk. Cunt.
I would say Trent's a cunt.
Yes, we've been over this. We've done a whole episode on this, Andy.
No, but I wouldn't say Van Dijk's a cunt.
Ah, you would, and he is. Just admit it.
I really don't think that. I have no problem admitting, even...
So, okay, maybe not a cunt, because he's too tough to be a cunt.
You could possibly
he's
say
a
prick.
Wanker.
Yeah.
He's a wanker. Like.
If a wanker implies that he's bad-natured.
He is bad-natured. He's very bad-natured. He's smug. He looks down on everyone.
Smug
prick. Smug wanker.
Smug prick, even, I think, is more acceptable than smug wanker. But that, wanker's like, he's a wrong'un.
He is a wrong'un. He's dirty. He's a dirty footballer. And he gets away with a lot of it.
Yeah, I see all that stuff.
Yeah, so
well,
come on. Like, be real. Talk turkey with me here.
Okay. What is the question?
Just look inside yourself. No, yeah. Are you happy? Obviously, you're happy with Salah. He's also gone a bit quiet.
He had for the month previous. Mm. It's funny, like their form is dipping. They're like, all right, I think I'll sign that lucrative deal.
Was it on the table though originally? You know,
I mean, must have been. I wonder if, like,
I think I'm,
if it was co-related, if it was like I'll stay if Van Dijk is, if I have assurance that he's staying, and maybe Van Dijk had a similar thing.
The Van Dijk one, particularly when I found out his age, is a very unusual deal for Liverpool. Like
it's not. See, I think the thing is, like, Liverpool in particular are not the sort of club that offers.
Salah to me was a no brainer.
Yeah,
but you do
to
it.
Me, to
do
me,
it
Van Dijk
Christmas.
Was a no brainer as well. Yeah, like, not only are you getting what he does on the pitch, which, okay, you could say, is it as good as it was in 2020? Maybe it's a bit of a drop, but I wouldn't say, Jesus, he's not the same. Like, he had a really good season up until maybe the last couple of months.
But that's what I think. Two more years.
But you're also getting that voice, and you're getting that, like, you know, they set the standards. So if any new players come in, if they were gone,
yeah, I get that.
Maybe they wouldn't rise to the same standards. Like, no, this is how we do it. You know, like,
I get that. I still
think he's on,
like,
multiple levels.
I was looking at it. It's a bit of a job that's going to be there next year. For Liverpool, there's a few places that, like, need to be filled.
Yeah, but by all accounts, the words that I'm hearing are like, we're gonna have a big summer. We're gonna really strengthen. Like Slot himself saying
good,
it.
Good for you.
And also, I don't think Salah and Van Dijk would have signed without those assurances either.
So I think many out and many in. Do you reckon? I think, like, first team players out.
First team players out. I think Trent will be out.
He's gone. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's done.
Possibly, I don't think Robertson will be out, but I don't think he'll be starting.
I think you need a new left back.
Yeah.
I think Tsimikas will probably go.
Probably.
That's one position.
Jota, Nunes, possibly. One at least.
I think Nunes will be gone.
Yeah.
I think Diaz probably more so than.
I wouldn't like that at all, no. Diaz is only, he's on 50 grand a week.
Don't know.
It's not mad. Think of the shy players who are on 250 grand even. He's only on 50. I mean, it's...
Who's his agent?
I don't know, but he needs a new one. Like, yeah. And he's been our best player the last month as well. Like, why isn't he kicking up dust about his worth?
I could see him leaving.
To Barca or something.
Or Atletico. I think he'd be like a fit for Atletico.
Oh, I don't know if he's fit for them. He's a bit too flamboyant for them.
Atletico have Griezmann. They have, like, flamboyant players that are also bastards. And Diaz is a bit of a bastard.
I don't know. He looks dangerous.
But what I mean is, like, he's a terrier. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, but I don't think he's a dark artsman. You know what I mean?
We'll teach you that.
But no, overall, I'm very happy with it. Yeah. You know, it's not my money. I mean, Salah's on, 450 grand a week or something mental.
I mean, we've got...
Who's your highest paid player? Hernach.
Who?
Bruno Fernandes.
No, that's
how he pronounces it, actually.
Yeah. Fernandes. No, we got above him, we've got at least Casemiro and Rashford. So, like, one of them doesn't even play for us at the moment.
What's Casemiro on?
300, 350. Something like that, like. I mean, he's not going to be here in the summer. Even though he's actually steadily improved the last few months. Yeah. Like,
I mean, 350k improved?
Yeah, I mean, nobody. The thing that's kind of bugging me at the moment is all this revisionist history about De Gea, who was on 350k a week.
Yeah.
And was chucking the ball.
Everyone's like, why did they get rid of him?
He was throwing the ball into the net by the end of the...
They're remembering like his...
Yeah, like...
Everything but his last
17, 18, De Gea. Yeah. Like, yeah. You're like... When he's making 20 saves a game against Arsenal or whatever. Like,
he's been... De Gea...
He's been good at Fiorentina.
He's probably been your best keeper in the last 20 years?
No. Last 20 years?
20? 15 years?
Last 15, yeah. Best keeper we've ever had at Man United, in my opinion. This is controversial.
Can I guess?
Yeah.
It's in your lifetime, obviously. Van der Sar?
Yeah. Do, do, do.
I don't know if that's controversial.
Vanessa. Vanessa.
Where do you come up with these?
Ooh, baby. Ooh, baby. He's making me crazy.
Every time.
He holds the record for consecutive clean sheets in the Premier League. 11 in a row.
Was that like 08, 09 or something?
Yeah. When there was real.
He's helped, but
when
there was defense, though, isn't he?
Yeah, I mean, but he's part of the defense. Yeah, and when there was real strikers playing in the Premier League.
No, you're not jumping into that, are you? I mean,
Drogba, these guys are.
Yeah, I love Drogba.
Torres, these guys are goal machines.
It's not quite. Yeah, it's not. But I think the whole.
One, there's like two strikers in the Premier League.
But are there actually good strikers? Like, could you give me 10 world class strikers? You know what I mean?
That's what I mean, yeah.
In the world, you know what I mean?
That's what I mean. Like, I'm saying, the standard of strikers
is like. It's dipped. The standard of it all is dipped, really, isn't it?
Has. Thank you. Thank you for mentioning it.
Thank it's you. All across the board.
Hey, I have some news.
Oh!
Not personal news. News I want to talk about.
Oh.
Did you hear about the new Brad Pitt film coming to Netflix?
No.
Hopefully, fingers crossed.
No.
A quasi-sequel to Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, where he'll be playing...
What do you mean, quasi?
He will be playing the character of Cliff Booth.
Yeah.
In a screenplay that was written by Quentin Tarantino. And it was going to be Tarantino's final film. And then he decided to scrap it because he didn't want to do it anymore.
Okay.
And Brad Pitt took the script and gave it to David Fincher and said, I want to make this movie. Can you make it with me? And so it's a script by Tarantino.
Reworked by Fincher?
Don't know. It'd probably be a bit of it there. Starring
Fincher
Pitt.
Up a bit.
Yeah, starring Pitt for Netflix.
Ooh. Interesting.
Very interesting, right?
I wonder, did Tarantino sell it to Pitt or did he just give it to him?
He'd written it for Pitt and then like Pitt, you're giving it to Pitt to read and he's like, can I take this
to
Fincher?
So he wasted Brad Pitt's time.
Well, he wasted everybody's time, really. Like, I think he's doing a play now or something. He has this stupid thing where he's like, I'm making 10 movies and then I'm out. And you're like, alright, like, okay, come on. Like, this mythical number, in actuality, you've already made 10 movies. Kill Bill is 2 movies. Don't try and tell me it's 1. But anyway.
Oh, well, whatever he wants to do.
Fuck that guy. But I'm very excited.
I'm excited. Well, yeah. I'm excited. Excited? Millions of people are dying. I don't know if exciting is the word I'd use to describe it. What movie is that?
It's actually very exciting.
Exciting?
No, I don't know.
What is it? Independence Day, my friend.
You know what? That's a real blind spot for me.
Is it?
For quotes wise, the only quote is, David, why am I driving to my mother's? David,
why did I send my mother to Atlanta?
There you go. I'm not a huge Roland Emmerich guy, and I know that's a totemic movie for you. He's the director.
You're saying a bunch of words.
He's the director.
What's totemic?
It's a totemic movie for you. I know it's a big one for you.
Oh, like a totem pole movie.
Yeah.
Ah, that's a good one.
Open up a thesaurus once in a while.
Now I'm going to hear the word totemic at least 3 times in the next 2 weeks. Yeah. Did you ever get that?
Yeah.
You pick up on a word, it's like all of a sudden your brain receptor is open to it. I remember at one stage I was like, I kept hearing the word cookie cutter last year. Every week I'm like, another one saying cookie cutter.
It's
like
real cookie cutter booking for the wrestling.
Cookie cutter bullshit. Mm. Anyway.
You got anything?
No, I seen the thing today of celebs in space. See that?
Yeah.
Weird, right? How do these pull that? You know what I mean?
They were in there for 11 minutes and then came back down.
Oh, really?
That's it.
Katy Perry's the only one I'd heard of.
Yeah, me too. And then it was like some woman was like just like shook, getting off or whatever.
They crash landed back to Earth. I don't know if you've seen it.
All these idiots. It's a Jeff Bezos blue orange.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, it was Jeff Bezos rocket or whatever.
I've seen some clips just literally when you were getting ready there of them in space looking out at Earth. And like, that is cool. You know what I mean? Like, I would love to do that, but I don't know. I feel like you would need training or something.
They did have training.
Did they?
Yeah, that's what we were talking about. Okay. You know, she's like, I just wanted to concentrate on my training and not freak out or whatever like that. Like,
I would love to do that thing. That
the Obama comet?
We only talked about that last week, didn't we? I'd love to do that. You know what I mean? So I think I'd be great at that.
At getting sick.
At not getting sick.
Mm.
You know what I mean? I think you'd hurl. If you don't mind me saying.
How do you do on the waltzers?
Waltzers? The spinny ones.
Yeah, you sit in the seat and they spin around.
And the guy comes around and spins you around.
How do you do on that?
Not great, actually. Now that you mention it. Terribly, actually.
That's my favorite. Like, that's my favorite thing to go on is the waltz. I think I would actually do better than you.
You probably would. I was only talking to Kerry yesterday about, like...
Where did you pull that confidence from?
That's what I was just laughing about. I don't know.
You're like, I'd be great on this. Like, you can't go on the waltzers. Like... Oh God! Oh, dude,
The waltzers, you're like spinning in it.
Tell you what, an incredible experience on the waltzers.
Yeah,
it's like go to Electric Picnic, get high and drink most of the day, and then get on the waltzers.
That's the worst idea.
So fun. Drink it was and so get off. Fun. It was like one of my favorite things to do.
Like Randy Marsh.
Because I was there with a friend. I won't name him just because. He was quite high on some sort of drug.
Well, give me his initials.
No.
I already know who it is.
Me and him were on the waltzers, and it was like, he was struggling to keep it together. He would go from laughing to be like, and he'd be like, oscillating between having the time of his life, like, I'm going to be sick, and then, like, back to, like, ha, 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 ha.
I'm back, baby.
Like you in Amsterdam.
Yeah. But this in the space of, like, 3 minutes, he'd gone around the sun 5 times.
He'd been on his own ride.
Yeah.
I was only saying to Kerry yesterday about, like, it's funny because I was, like, do you ever go on, like, the what's that called, the ghost trains and all this? And I'm like... Actually, the scariest ones were the cheapest ones, where they just have some guy in there and he just puts his hand on your shoulder or something. Yeah. Did you ever get those where he's like, like that really used to scare me.
Behold, the ravages of age.
Boom. But like those ones
where
they just have some where they just have some guy standing in the dark. I'm like, oh, terrifying.
Don't do that to me. Hey, you know what's happening this weekend? And you've probably forgotten because the build has been so terrible.
What is it?
It's WrestleMania this weekend.
What?
Yeah, right?
That crept up out of nowhere.
After this whole...
What's happened with the Cena thing?
Nothing. They've just been like talking in the ring, waffling on. It's been so bad.
Wow.
It's been so bad.
I would have thought I'd have heard loads of shit about it.
There's not like... They have like one last face-to-face this Friday. But like...
So the heat has been cool very much.
If you think of last year when we were talking about it and they had the fucking thing. And like it's in Vegas this year. Like it's a big...
Big thing.
Yeah. And it was like last year when they had the...
Is it in the bowl? Or the dome thing?
I don't think it's in the dome. The bowl. No. Yeah, the bowl.
The bowl.
Remember they had the whole thing with like the family tree and the whole Rock press conference and all that? Think of what that was compared to... Like it's just like... Like and the Rock hasn't been on TV since this just Cena heel turn. Since he did his beloved...
Terrible. I keep seeing it. Terrible.
But he's like, where's The Rock going to show up? Like, no. And like, God, they haven't addressed it. It hasn't been like, why did you sell your soul to The Rock? Like, not come up on TV once. And I think it's just because The Rock, because he's a board member of TKO, he's like, I'm showing up this week. Rip up your creative and I'm coming in. And you're like...
And I'll be swearing a lot.
Yeah. Because I'm the people's champ.
I'm not excited at all.
Ted Sarandos, you're my best friend. I love you, man.
Who's that?
That's the head of Netflix, like
pointing
up to the corporate box. Yeah.
God.
Phony.
Just shut up. Everyone just shut up. You know what I mean?
It's been bad. It's been like really bad. There's been a couple of ones that like the Jey Uso Gunther thing.
This fucking fool.
But it's been a decent build, but it's not even like, you know, it's like you win the Royal Rumble, you main event wrestler. It's like, 2 nights of WrestleMania, he's not even main eventing. It's like the main event is like CM Punk, Roman Reigns, and Seth Rollins is night one.
CM Punk, Roman Reigns, and Seth Rollins. That's a good match.
Yeah, but like for nothing. There's no title. There's no nothing.
Right.
It's just so CM Punk can say he main evented WrestleMania because he's never been able to do it before. And he's a fucking carny that needs to politic his way. Maniac. Yeah, 100%. Yep. That should be opening the show or something like that. Like, you know.
So the Gunther, Jey Uso one
is going to open the show probably on night one for the world title. And then night two closing is Cena Cody. But like, it's been crap. It's been really
honestly, I have no interest.
But like,
since I dipped back in when I went to Netflix and I was just like, oh no.
There's
no matches. It's all, like I was saying, there were so many ads. It was just boring. You know what I mean? It's just boring.
What I like about, I know I always talk, like the AEW show, it's like 2 hours.
Yeah.
You're going to have 5 or 6 matches of those 2 hours, couple of promos,
yeah,
backstage stuff, and you're out.
Yeah.
And you're like, great. And it doesn't hurt that the matches are generally better. High quality. They're much better. They're exciting. They're a bit more innovative. Like,
yeah.
People say, oh, well, the characters are long-term story in WWE. You get that in AEW as well. They just don't want to see it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like they've been doing a whole thing with AEW for like, there's two guys that hate each other. Like, one broke into his house and like spied on his child in his crib, and the other one and that was like, he was the bad guy. Swerve Strickland was the bad guy, and Hangman Page is the good guy. And then Page went so crazy, like, he burnt down your man's childhood home. And it's like, now they've switched places or whatever, and now they're like coming back around. That, like, are they going to be friends together? They've gone off their separate ways and they're coming back. It's good, man. It's fucking good. But like, they'll be like, but, you know, CM Punk and Paul Heyman from how many years ago? All this shite. And you're like, okay, I get it too. But like, take the blinkers off.
No. And it's like, you can, that's great for the purists, but like, there would be a time, even not necessarily just Attitude Era, because I think that's been over, what's the word, glorified or whatever. Yeah. But
the wrestling was not as good.
Like, when we were watching, was it like 2011, 2012? The whole like pipe bomb, leaving in Chicago versus Cena, all that sort of stuff. Was that 2012?
Yeah, that would have been 2011, I think,
R-Truth, Miz, all that sort of stuff
together. R-Truth, like, back when R-Truth was a heel.
Yeah, like even
don't
back then.
Don't boo me, you shouldn't be booing yourself. I came out to no music and got booed out of it. Incredible.
Like, that was for me one of the best eras, you know, for watching it. But like, I feel like he could have just turned it, he could have just been flicking through the channels, if people still did that, and land on it and be entertained relatively quick.
Yeah.
Whereas now it's like, it's kind of like, and it's ironic because they're going for the more entertainment angle, but it's getting way less entertaining.
It's corporate, it's an entertainment fake.
Show.
They
don't know what people want.
Triple H, like, fucking, and he was on like praising Trump. They're really skirting that line, you know.
Like, they're all scumbags.
Yeah, they are. They really all are. Like, it's a scumbag factory.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. The wrestling business in general.
One last thing.
Oh, yeah.
Before we get into my banger.
Thank you. That's what I was about to say.
Did you see Black Mirror is back?
Yeah.
On Netflix. Did you watch any of it?
Oh, it's back on Netflix.
Yeah, new series.
Oh, I didn't know it was out yet. No, I didn't. Have you watched any of it?
I watched the first one.
That's the thing with the Star Trek-y one?
No, that's the last one of the episode. Boyle
again, but...
Is he in it?
Yeah,
Christina Milioti is
Jimmy
in it.
Jimmy Simpson himself.
Mm.
I don't know who that is.
Christina Milioti is the girl from... she was in The Penguin. Here you go. Wolf of Wall Street. The first wife of Leonardo DiCaprio.
Why didn't you say so?
But she's obviously in the first episode of that one. But the one I watched starred Chris O'Dowd and Rashida Jones.
Do you agree that it's gotten too American-y? Like, the British Black Mirror?
Honestly, you know what I mean? Like, I watched it, and they're very good in it, the two performers. Yeah. The concept is, he works as like a workman, you know, he's doing stuff with a fucking soldering iron or something like that at a scrapyard, whatever.
Yeah.
She's a teacher. She turns out to have a brain tumor.
Yeah.
And it's like, she will die from this if, you know, you don't have surgery. And the surgery costs too much.
Yeah.
But there's this new...
I'm just going to plug in this mic.
Innovative surgery that can go ahead. It's from some tech company. And it's like, they make a copy of your brain.
Okay.
Put it on a cloud. And then they take out the surgery.
Okay.
And they take out the tumor. The surgery is free. But the storage is $300 a month.
Okay.
So it's like, okay, it's a subscription fee.
I quite like that idea, actually.
Good idea.
Yeah.
And then it's
terrible execution.
Not terrible execution, but it was just like, it kind of was a bit toothless as it went on, because then it's like, this stuff starts happening where it's like, oh, she might, like, one of the side effects, she might sleep longer, and she's like 1 or 2 hours, and then it's like, it's longer, and then she starts saying ads, and it's like, oh well, if you want to go to Rivermont, all this stuff, and you're like, okay, and then the other, and like, they can't really afford it, but they're stuck in a situation where they have to be able to afford it.
Right.
And there's this other thing called Dumb Dummies, where it's like, people online do gross shit for money, like OnlyFans or whatever, that. Like, but non-sexual for the most part or whatever.
Okay.
So he starts doing that to kind of pay for it. And it comes to a point where I was just like, I kind of checked out. I checked out and I stopped watching it. And there was 20 minutes left. Like, I was on the train watching it. And I was like, I don't want to watch the rest of this.
It takes a lot for you to turn something off.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't. And I just listened to a podcast and went on Twitter. And then, like,
I did. Onto more optimistic
platforms. I went back to it and I finished it. And it was fine. But it was kind of just like...
Do you remember when Black Mirror used to wow you?
Do you remember the first episode of Black Mirror?
Yes. And I was like,
the fucking best bit of television I've ever seen. I was telling everybody, I downloaded this thing.
I remember.
Go watch it. The guy has to have sex with a pig. Like, are you fucking kidding? It's like pulse pounding stuff where it's like, the stakes are fucking astronomically high.
Like, oh my
God. And they're raiding the school and all this stuff. And like, I gotta catch him. It's like, no, it's a dead end.
Yeah.
They wasted all this time. He has 3 hours left before he has to go have sex with this pig.
Yeah, yeah.
You're like, how insane. And like,
amazing TV.
When it's happening, oh, so fun. And when it's happening, there's like an Irish guy in a hospital. He's like, the world's gone fucking mad watching it. Like, and it's like, yeah, imagine this happened. And it was like, you know, and it's not that it's been watered down or whatever. Like,
it's like everything. It just becomes something different. It gets popular and it gets a bit more mass appeal, and now it's a bit more about the idea, you know what I mean?
But even if you think of the episode with the like rewind eye, the sky go for your eye, whatever, and stuff like that, like that was good. And like, that's a very American-y idea, but it had an edge to it.
Yeah.
That, like,
the worrying thing for me is that for me, the first episode of every season is by far the best episode of that season, I think. Mm. For me, anyway. So if the first one of this new season is leaving you a bit meh.
I heard there's one with Paul Giamatti that's supposed to be excellent.
Okay, so he's usually good.
He's my guy. So I'll go watch that probably. And I'll probably watch the USS Callister or whatever like that. But I don't know. I'm like, it's kind of, it used to be an event.
Yeah.
And now it's kind of just like...
one of the TV shows.
Just in the soup. It's just in the slosh.
I was only talking to Kerry recently about AI and stuff like that. And I was like, I could see a world, because you know the way everyone's like saying about like, oh, how AI will take over and, you know, all this sort of stuff. Where it's like, I think the way it'll go is that AI gets so like
flat.
Well, the development of like AI, like you see those things like Will Smith eating spaghetti 2 years ago versus now, or like, even I know you don't use it, but like ChatGPT is incredible in such a short space of time. And if it keeps on with that trajectory, I could see a world where it's like Vanilla Sky, where it's like AI could program your life or your world so good that it'd be one of those things you just get in the pod. You know what I mean? It will be like Matrixy, or was that in Vanilla Sky, something like that?
Well, it was life extension. So you die, you're frozen.
Okay,
and while that's happening, then you're in the
sex support.
I'm picking up good vibrations.
What a movie. But I could see it going that way.
Incredibly underrated movie.
It's so underrated.
And people are like, this movie stinks. I'm like, this movie rules.
One of the greatest soundtracks ever as well.
And then I've got the extended soundtrack on, I don't know if it's on Spotify, but it's on my laptop.
Amazing.
You get the deep cuts. You get like that Rolling Stones song, Heaven.
Amazing. Listen, speaking of songs.
Sure.
You ready to be banged up? You like getting banged up?
Abroad? Sure.
Boom, 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 boom. It's Bangers for Terry. Boom, boom, boom. What will you be thinking? Now, I'm going to play the people this song first. And the reason I played this for you is, or sent this to you, is because this popped up on my...
Discover?
Or something. I didn't look for it. And I was listening to it and I'm like, it's from like 1925.
So, well, the album is
100 years ago. And look, I'll play the song and we'll come back and talk about it.
A little boy was wild about a little girl who found it out. She tried to play so hard to get. You know, he hasn't even kissed her yet. He comes around and she turns him down, comes back again, and hangs around, waiting for one kiss. while he pleads like this. Oh, give me a little kiss, will you, huh? What do you want to miss, will you, huh? Gosh, oh gee, why do you refuse? You know I can't see what you've got to lose. Oh, give me a little squeeze, will you, huh? Why do you want to make me blue? You know, I wouldn't say a word if I were asking for the world. But what's a little kiss between a fella and his girl, huh? Oh, give me a little kiss, will you, huh? And I'll give it right back to you. It's been a year since first they met, and he hasn't quite succeeded yet.
Terry, what did you think of this song?
I was a bit confused why you sent it to me. And then I listened to some of his other stuff, and I was like, why didn't he pick some of those other songs?
I haven't heard one other song.
I'm forever blowing bubbles.
Is that where they get...
That's the West Ham song, he did a version of it. Like,
in the 20s.
Yeah.
Do you know what? This song... Because I'm the only one who's heard this song out of everyone I know. You know, I never played it for anyone, right?
Yeah, obviously. I've never heard of this guy before.
Yeah, What's his name? I don't know, Jack Smith or something, or, you know, fake name. But I listened to this and I'm like, this has a real uncomfortable edge. I'm like, this guy for sure beats the fuck out of his missus or something. Like, do you know what I mean? Where it's just...
Just give me a little kiss.
It's like, will ya, hey, I'll give it right back to you. It's like, what's a little... What's a little kiss? Fellas, girl, give it a little... I'm like... This gives me... It makes me uncomfortable.
Because she's saying no in the song. She's like, no. And then he's like,
why do you want to make me blue?
Why do you want to make me beat you?
Yeah, it's like, for sure, it gives me...
I'm going to say
undertones of like, I don't trust this guy.
But it's 1920s. Like, that's
100% he was up to that. You know what I mean?
I like a lot of... I classify this as ragtime music. Like,
yeah. Well, I don't know if it's... I don't know.
Why wouldn't you say ragtime?
I think ragtime would be a bit more upbeat, like...
No, ragtime is like the radio stations you hear in Fallout, like...
Yeah, I know, I consider ragtime a bit more upbeat, you know what I mean? But I don't know, either way.
But this is like exactly what you're saying, that I was like, yeah, maybe he's putting it on because he wants to talk about how it's like...
Unsettling.
He's very pushy, this guy.
Yeah.
And then like... The only way she acquiesces is like, why don't you buy me a car?
Like,
okay, it's so like, it's like...
It's because it's such
transactional
a
nature.
Yeah, it's like, okay, women like diamonds and men like, you know, sex or whatever, but you can't say sex in 1925. But like...
Hold my hand.
Like, when it comes on sometimes now, I'm always quick to turn it off, but I'm like, there's just something...
I listened to it
so
like three or four times and I was like... What's the point? Like, what is he trying to make here?
I don't know, but I've been dying to actually talk about that because you were asking me, do you have a banger? And I was like, you know what, I don't. And I was like, oh, I have been meaning to talk to you about this one. I mean, I wouldn't
recommend people go listen to it.
Not really. I mean, I've played a clip. That's probably all you need. I'm not going to play it at the end.
Well, good, because you played it there. Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I would...
It's just interesting.
Some of his other stuff that came on, I was like, oh, okay. Because it's like a talk sing. And the other ones are sing-sing.
Right.
But this one was like, he wasn't actually singing. He was like you say, it's just like music and he's like talking.
And it's like, the way he's like, give me a little kiss. Give me a little squeeze.
And, like, and it's like people, like say like Baby It's Cold Outside.
Yeah.
Which is like, you know... Sex Pest vibes, you know?
Yeah.
You know, and people are like, oh, you can't play that song anymore. I'm like, oh, shut up. Like,
but I never actually caught that.
Yeah, it's big time. Yeah, like, you know, it's totally.
Maybe it's
like,
called it. So.
Yeah.
Well, look.
But I would say with this one, I was just like, yeah, like you say, sinister.
Right? Like,
serial killer vibes.
Yeah.
Jack the Ripper.
Like, run from him.
His name is Jack. Something.
Yeah,
like, maybe he was Jack the Ripper.
Maybe
he was Jack
back
the
then. Yeah. Well, 100 years ago, like that's.
But music. Like, if you turn around to me and be like, "Did you know that was the number one selling song of the year 1920?" I'm like, "Yeah, okay."
Yeah, no, it's just the vibe. Like, I've been dying to show someone this song and be like, "Listen to this," you know, like it's essentially all it was.
It's like me and Lonely Island to you, like,
yeah.
Why don't we get into that?
Yeah, please.
So I sent you the list.
You did.
I sent you 6 songs.
Yeah. Right, I listened to them.
Good.
Where is... Oh, I'll go back to your WhatsApp and go in that way.
Yeah.
Yeah, I listened to them. 6 seemed excessive, but...
All right, let me just say 15 minutes for 6 songs. Yeah. Come on, so you can't go wrong.
It was fine.
Starting off with the big one.
I'm on a boat.
Yeah. Now, if I told you this song is double platinum, would you believe me?
I would, actually. Yeah. You know,
I know you would, because it's that fucking good, right?
All of the songs, technically,
are great.
Well put together, well mixed, well, you know, like they sound like a song.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I did like this one.
Yes, Andy.
This one made me.
The only one you gotta get off strong.
You gotta go straight in. Yeah. Straight for the jugular.
It's not their most played song on Spotify.
I just liked the concept of it. It was funny.
I mean, that's,
the lyrics were funny. A few times I wouldn't say I laughed, but I exhaled out my nose.
You got a smile on your face, like.
Yeah. And I was smiling.
You got a smile on your face right now?
Yeah, I was walking the dog, and I was walking around, and then there was bits that pop up, and I'm like...
What was your favorite? I'm going to ask you this maybe for every song. What's the bit that, like, stuck with you?
Oh.
Or is there... I've written down my favorite lyrics for each one.
I don't know if I can remember lyrics now.
Is there a certain part of the song that jumped out for you?
Let me just have a little.
That's my favorite bit. I got another good theme that's in the passion. On a boat like Leo.
Do you know what? It was...
That's the bit that always sticks in my head. Like, right. I'm on a boat, man. It's going fast now.
It's just... Do you know what? It was the literal nature of it I thought was so funny. It was like, he really is just, from what I gather, just so happy about being on a boat.
On a boat, like, yeah. Well, that's not... The video is, it's like they're having breakfast, the three of them, and it's like, oh, I want a trip on a boat, like, for three. And he's like, who am I going to bring? It's like, Keeve. And then, like, Jorma, the other guy in the band, is like sitting there. He's like, and T-Pain. And he's like, oh, yeah. And
is this from a movie?
No, it's like, it's from their album. But they do a lot of the songs on the album become like a digital short on SNL and vice versa. So, like, Dick in a Box, which I didn't put on because he said you were familiar with it. That was a short first. They made that on SNL and then that went on the album.
Right.
Whereas, because I know the chronology because I'm listening to the podcast and they go through the shorts first.
Is this a huge thing? Like, this is
a very big thing.
I was surprised how many people commented and be like, wait till
how did you miss
this?
All of this? Like, and I remember you talking to me about Dick in a Box years ago.
Yeah.
But like, how did you miss everything else?
I notoriously avoided it. I didn't like musical comedy until Bo Burnham blew those doors open. But so I just dismissed it. I was like, oh, no. It's not for me. No, that's not for me. This one, I have to say, I didn't hate it.
I fucked a mermaid.
Just the last, like, take a good hard look at the motherfucking boat. Like, it's just...
Is that right?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Really focused on the boat, which really made me laugh.
Well, it's the whole thing. That it's like, every rap video you saw at the time was like... A giant, you know, they're on a yacht or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
So.
I remember somebody saying to me, they were in a club and the last song of the night, they played that. And the fucking
I'd
place
say it
went
would.
Nuts. I was like, oh man, I wish I was there for that. Like,
you would
know?
Be like, oh.
They got good hard look.
All right,
number two.
Mother Lover.
Yeah. Featuring Justin Timberlake.
I actually really like this.
It's so good.
I really liked it. It's time for a switcheroo. We both love our mobs. Women with grown women needs. I say we break them off. Show them how much they really mean. Cause I'm a mother lover. You're a mother lover. We should fuck each other's mothers. Fuck each other's moms. I'm pushing that lid. Where you came out as a baby. Ain't no doubt this shit is crazy. Fucking each other's moms.
realize that this is the perfect plan for a perfect Mother's Day. They'll have to rename this one All Up Under the Covers Day, cause I'm a mother lover.
Musically it's good, lyrically it was funny.
It's a sequel to Dick in a Box.
Is it?
Yeah, so literally
the idea, just the concept that they're gonna give each other mothers the best Mother's Day, so they're gonna fuck each other's moms. I just think that's really funny.
I like the beat, like boom boom, you know, like it's like
So yeah, that was that, like this was, it reminded me a bit of Bo Burnham, like, almost, you know what
it's
I mean?
I'm sure there's influences.
Sure, that was before Bo
like
Burnham,
these guys are probably influenced by Flight of Conchords.
Yeah, like, I got a definite like Flight of Conchords.
Bo Burnham probably is a takes a bit from these guys as well. Yeah. Like, you know, because like if you think about YouTube, YouTube, like they have a song called Lazy Sunday, which is like him, Andy Samberg, and Chris Parnell.
Yeah,
you know Chris Parnell, Dr. Leo Spaceman.
Oh yeah,
and like Jerry from Rick and Morty, and so the two of them are like,
he's Jerry and Rick and Morty.
Yeah.
Dr. Spaceman.
Yeah.
Is he?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, he's in Archer. Like, he's a big voice actor.
Wow.
Did you know that the mom from Rick and Morty is Elliot from Scrubs?
I didn't know, but of course. His voice is so obvious now. Oh my God. I just assume they're all Dan Harmon or something. That's blown my mind.
You're welcome.
Wow. Wow,
but they did Lazy Sunday
on
SNL. It was like one of their first digital shorts, and it went crazy. And it was basically how people learned about YouTube, that it was like, you gotta check out this video on YouTube. And it was
proper
like
viral.
It was the, like, that was the whole thing, that it was like such a huge piece of it that like you could understand, say somebody like Bo Burnham around that time, like, I saw these guys on YouTube, I was 13 or whatever. Nice. I saw them. I have a favorite lyric from this.
Go on.
It's like, they'll be so surprised, we are so cool and thoughtful, can't wait to poke your mom, I'll be the syrup, she can be my waffle. Oh no. Think about it, she's the waffle.
I'll never use a rubber.
Yeah, all right. Two for two so far. Okay.
Yeah, I liked it. I liked it. All right. I didn't expect. And at this point, I was like, okay.
Yeah.
You know.
Number three. Finest Girl. This is taken from Popstar. Never Stop, Never Stopping.
She said, fuck me like we fucked Bin Laden. Ooh, whoa, whoa. That girl was a freak. She said she wanted me to fuck her harder than the military. Fuck Bin Laden. Freaky kind of girl, kept up on current events from all around the world. More specifically, one event. The time Osama Bin Laden got shot in the head. She said, do me like that, but I couldn't track the metaphor. That said, I can see you horny like a stegosaur. That said again, your request is so irregular. She put on a beard, I started looking at the exit door. Then a turban, then a tunic. She said, invade my cave with your special unit. I said he wasn't in a cave, but there was no stopping. She demanded that I fuck her like we fuck Bin Laden. Fuck Bin Laden. She wanted to fuck me harder than the US government. Fuck Bin Laden.
I did. I kind of liked this one as well. I felt a little worse for liking this one.
Why is that?
It felt like it was, I felt like I would previously have hated it.
Just give in, man.
But yeah, I kind of just gave in.
Because it's good.
And again, I just kind of liked the,
it's great, it's very well put together.
I like the lyrics, I like the music, you know. I mean, it's not what I would listen to normally, but for this,
if you think, we watched that movie, do you remember we watched that movie?
Yeah.
And Mushrooms, probably.
I remember
High. Yeah. And the whole character of Connor, for real, is like, he's idiot Justin Bieber type guy. And also throw in like boy band as well. But like the idea of like, this is his intelligent song.
There's a lyric here. Yeah. Like, SEAL Team 69, sexecuting the hit.
Yeah. She tells me the golo. And I said, oh no. Why the line, I was like, what did I say? This girl requested a to bring in a climax with the clinical efficiency of the assassination of Bin Laden.
That's why it settles all the time. Up Bin Laden. It's just, it's a fun one to kind of...
I just know how you did it. Like, fuck Bin Laden.
Yeah, yeah. So I like that.
I mean, it's... I don't know. It's incredibly... Like, that album is very good, would say. That song and the one that I have on our playlist, I'm So Humble. You know that one, like yep, whoop, yep.
Yeah.
Go back to Garbage Patrol. It's on there. Yeah. It's like that's Adam. It's like Adam Levine. Like I got it all.
You know what? I don't know. Did I hear that?
But you have heard it, I'm sure.
Because I don't like Adam Levine at all.
Well, there's a song. I didn't put a song on it that they did with Kendrick Lamar in 2013.
Why not?
But it's they kind of waste. In my opinion, they kind of waste Kendrick.
Oh, okay.
There's like one verse and it's kind of low energy.
Right.
The song is called YOLO.
Right.
And it's like a thing of like, you only live once, but it's also like, be very careful. It's instead of like, do what you want to do, it's like,
you only have one life.
It's like, invest in T-bills or whatever. Like, they have Kendrick like doing a rap of that and it's funny.
Yeah.
But like, it's more, it's like Adam Levine and Kendrick Lamar are on it.
Okay.
And like, it's more of an Adam Levine than a Kendrick Lamar. So I was like, I didn't want to waste one on that for you, you know?
Yeah, no, that's fine.
Number four.
Jack Sparrow. This one I didn't love, but I liked Michael Bolton's swashbuckling chorus. A mystical quest to the island of Tortuga. Well, folks, I'll have it with you. We had a technical mishap, so we missed the last like 10 minutes of Terry's audio, and we kept talking for like 5 minutes before we actually realized. So I'm going to patch it up together as much as I can, but just take it from me. You won't hear from Terry again. Folks, we're going to share this mic for the minute because I have to restore this SD card that Terry was on. It's probably fine. I'll take us out. Sorry if you missed any of Terry's inane ramblings there, but look, it's fucking on and everything. Technical issue at the end. Neil Murray, thanks for the theme tune. This is very unprofessional. Thanks for the theme tune, and check him out, Double PE, on Instagram, or just Neil Murray Music. He's a gentleman. And until next week, goodbye and bon appetit.
Hey!
There he is. Okay.
For fuck's sake. Rastafarianism!
Yes, I, Ross Trent. Ba-da-ding, ding, 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 whoa! Who damn? You know what test me champion sound? Oh, fire pond Babylon and fire pond a body boy. Rude boy living in the shanty dorms. My roommate Nick is an ignorant bald head. Now chant down Babylon midterm essays, then puff from DeChalice IP make from a Sprite can. Last week I read a book about Selassie I, then told my Bomba Clot parents I was switching religions. Excuse I! Oh, hot stepper, you do so many dutty crimes. And plus you're fully skylarking all the time. Ooda, look ya now. Have you ever noticed how bald heads suck?
like we were made to pod together. Oh. Met that man. Keep on rolling, baby.
That's the method, man.
Are you ready?
Chocolate.
Are you ready?
Starfish.
Come on, move in, now move out. Hands up, the hands down. Back up. Then what you gonna do now?
Keep rolling. Why do they call that the Air Raid remix?
Air Raid is the original.
Yeah, why are they now calling that the Air Raid version?
Urban Assault is the Method Man. We keep on rolling, baby.
But why is it?
It's all going in at the end.
Yeah, but why is it that now what we would have known as just Rolling by Limp Bizkit?
It was always Air Raid.
Was it?
It was always Air Raid. On the album track, it was always Air Raid. But
why would they do that?
But I think the single was just Rolling. But it's like Rolling Air Raid mix and then Rolling Urban Assault vehicle mix.
Great album. I mean, it was
classic of the time
for sure.
I had my tickets to go see them, and then he had like back problems.
Oh yeah,
punches down. I would have been killed. I was like 16. I'm like, I can't believe my parents let me buy a ticket to go see Limp Bizkit.
You seen those Woodstock
clips, like, and it was only what,
Jesus,
5 years after that, maybe less probably, like,
you would have been 16, so like 2000,
2001? No, 2003. 2002 would have been. Woodstock 2000. Woodstock 99, so 3 years. Wow. All right.
Doesn't bear thinking about.
Mm-hmm. Sure not.
All right.
We all okay levels-wise and stuff?
Say something funny?
Something funny. I mean, I just gave you a little riff there.
There's 105 minutes on that. We should be fine.
I'd kill for an 105-minute podcast.
Okay,
we're good. Let me luxuriate.
Please.
Ready?
3, 2, 1.
Hello and welcome to What's So Great About the Podcast that has three steps.